I've spent my whole life listening to the story in the Bible where Jesus feeds 5,000 people with 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. Thank goodness that crowd didn't know about being gluten-free. I've seen it depicted on flannel boards in Sunday school, watched it brought to life in movies about Jesus, and heard it taught from various pulpits a million times. Whenever and however the story is told, the focus is always on one of 3 things. 1, the disciples who didn't have faith in what Jesus could do. 2, the miracle of turning a sack lunch into enough food to feed 5,000 people. Or 3, the admirable character of the little boy who willingly offered his meager lunch. But you know who never gets a shout out? The mom who packed that lunch in the first place. Maybe she was in a hurry. Maybe she just threw in those 5 small loaves and 2 fish and shooed her boy out the door, glad to get him out from under her feet for the day. If she was like me, she probably hadn't been to the store recently and even gave the fish a quick sniff, worried that it might not be any good. Maybe she gave the bread a quick once-over for signs of mold, because how embarrassing would it be to have your kid pull out some moldy bread for lunch? No matter what was involved in packing that lunch on that particular morning, I'm willing to bet she wasn't really concerned or even thinking about how God might choose to use her boy's lunch that day. I bet she didn't wring her hands over whether or not that lunch might matter in the whole larger scheme of God's plans, or wish she could do something on a larger stage in front of an audience of people cheering her on as she tucked that fish and those loaves into a basket. And she definitely didn't do an Instagram story about it. The bottom line is, she didn't do the glamorous thing, she did the faithful thing. She packed a lunch for her boy just like she'd probably done a million times before, and God used her small act of faithfulness to feed 5,000 people. He also used her son, whom she'd probably admonished daily, to be kind and share with others, wondering if it was falling on deaf ears. She got tangible proof that day that her boy had actually been paying attention. If you're a mom, then you know that this, in and of itself, can feel like a miracle. So maybe you can see where I'm headed with this mom and the lunch bag story. Sometimes the biggest things God does start out in the smallest, most ordinary acts of daily faithfulness. The things we do so often and with so little fanfare that we don't even think about them anymore. We can spend so much time wondering and worrying if we're fulfilling God's primary will for our lives. Yet ultimately, God's will isn't about the things we achieve, it's about the people we become. Life is more about how He uses us to make a difference to the people who cross our paths, even while we're just going about our normal, sometimes boring lives. He is a God who used 12 men to change an entire world. He's a God who clearly finds value where we tend to look and see nothing special. God's primary will for our lives isn't about a particular job or a circumstance. It's not about the city we live in or whether we're married or single. We are in God's will when we wake up with a willingness to go wherever He leads that day, to seek Him in the ordinary and to love and influence the people around us. And sometimes that can look a whole lot like packing a lunch. Life is what's happening all around us while we're waiting for the thing we hope will give us some sort of inner peace, contentment, or joy. The problem is that when and if that thing happens, we usually enjoy it for all of 3.5 minutes before realizing nothing in us has fundamentally changed. Our hair still doesn't look like Connie Britton's, and we're still not as funny as Tina Fey. And so we decide that maybe it's the next big moment that will finally make us truly happy. Meanwhile, we're ignoring the fact that we woke up that morning with air in our lungs, had a cup of hot coffee, and laughed on the phone with a friend. I once heard a teenage boy, as he worked at the concession stand at our neighborhood pool, say, "It's Saturday night, I've got a new pair of shoes, the possibilities are endless." And I thought, yes, let's embrace the wonder hidden in the ordinary, whatever the new pair of shoes might be, because these are the moments that are full of possibilities.